This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get some football in the mix. David, if you'd be so kind.
So yesterday, we did mock draft mania yesterday. So based on that, I wanted to go through what ESPN did was they surveyed a bunch of NFL execs on questions for the draft, and then they graded the positions on how many first-round picks are in certain position groups. So let's go through this real quick. First question they did was, will the Titans trade or keep the number one pick? The majority voted they will trade the pick.
I'm the opposite. I think they keep it. I don't think anyone's moving up to number one to take one of these QBs because the word is out. Tennessee doesn't love them. Honestly, if Abdul Carter's going number one overall, that's the only place Tennessee's getting him.
Right, but I'm saying Tennessee may look at this and say, we can truly rebuild if we get a lion's share. Somebody really wants either Abdul Carter, or if somebody falls in love with a quarterback at the combine, I'm with the people. I don't think that they are going to take the pick. I think they kind of got the number one overall pick by mistake because your Giants screwed up. But they didn't. They were like, wait, we got the number one pick? We don't really want it. They're going to be smart about it, even if it's just moving down a pick or two and collect a lion's share. No, David, they'll trade it.
Next question was, will the number one pick be a quarterback? This is all over the place.
I say no. Rico just said yes. So there you go.
Yeah, it's going to be no. So let's lean over to, based on that question, lean over to what they grade the quarterback. So how many quarterbacks do you think they believe are first-round selections?
I'm going to go four.
Two.
Zero. They believe that there is not a first-round graded quarterback in this draft.
There you go.
They believe they're behind all of the quarterbacks from last year, all of them from last year in the first round.
Yeah,
they're behind.
We talked about it. I mean, it's whatever. Teams are going to be desperate, mine included, but it doesn't mean that they're high-end prospects. I mean, Cam Ward has a lot of holes in his game, plays very free and loose. That's not going to work.
I still think Shador is a first-round quarterback. I'm anxious to see what happens if he actually has a real offensive line and doesn't have to run for his life on each and every play.
Yeah, well, based on that, on the other side of the survey, they do, and they did vote Cam Ward as the top quarterback in the class. They don't give them any first-round grades, but they do believe that he is the top quarterback over Shador Sanders. It says one player personnel exec called the top of the draft generally good, not great. National Scout said Ward and Sanders would have been ranked similar to Bo Nix coming into last year's draft.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not high at all.
Like right now, if Michael Penix was coming out, if Bo Nix was coming out, I think they go ahead of these guys. More polished, more tape, more structure. When you look at Cam, you look at Shador, the big problem is they're both running for their life. They have no offensive line play. Mm-hmm. They learned a lot of bad habits. Now, I don't question Shador's toughness. He's tough as nails. But Cam is going to be boom or bust. And Shador, I just think, has a more limited ceiling. I'm not going to scream if my team takes one. We're desperate.
Got to have a quarterback.
Do I feel nearly as good as last year? No. Would I move up to get either one of these guys? No.
It feels very similar to the Kenny Pickett draft.
Yeah.
They weren't high on picks. The Steelers, however, needed a quarterback. 20, why not? That's how it feels with this draft. But the quarterbacks will go higher than 20, but they're just not. We'll see.
Real quick, Dave. Hey, Mike, if you could go back and take Bo Nix or Penix instead of Malik Nabers, would you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can admit it.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny.
No,
but yeah,
Malik is a really nice player, but okay, you caught 111 balls on a 3-14 team. The idea that a wide receiver is going to affect winning is just folly. It's ridiculous.
You're preaching to the choir.
I know that. I knew you'd appreciate that. And I love Malik Nabers. And the kid never quit. He gave it his all year. I'm happy we have him. But you're asking me right now, it's no quarterback, no chance. We're sitting here thinking about trading for a 37-year-old Matthew Stafford. And again, very good player. But if you don't have a quarterback, you got to do some dirty things to get one. So, yes, Rico, yes.
Would you make a move for J.J.?
McCarthy?
Yeah. From that last year's draft?
Dude, I'd trade for J.P. McCarthy at this point. I don't care.
I don't know what his 40 time is.
It doesn't matter. I'll take whatever you want. I'll trade for whoever. I'm desperate. What don't you get? Homeless guy, mattress store. You think he cares what mattress you're buying him? He's homeless.
Fair.
So next is best prospect in the draft. There's no question. We believe Abdul Carter is the best prospect in the class, regardless of position. Who would you believe is next on that list in this draft?
Hold on. Say this one more time.
Best prospect in the class, regardless of position, they believe is Abdul Carter.
I can't argue it. So
who's second?
So who's second?
I'm going to say Mason Graham.
I'm going to say Travis Hunter.
My problem is, what is he?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Mike, because they did put Travis Hunter as the second best prospect in the draft, and they also, on the other side of it, have him as the only first-round graded wide receiver.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
That is a question mark of where he plays, though.
You know, actually, David, and I guess maybe I'm in the minority here. This is what I'll figure it out once I get him to camp. I just know he's good, and I'll figure out whether your offense, defense, whether you do 10 plays on the other, you know, either side of the ball. But I know you're special, and I need you on my team. All of that stuff, like you, but you can only be a DB at the. I'm not limiting this kid because I think that unlike Russell Wilson, he truly is Mr. Unlimited.
And they only have two first-round graded cornerbacks, Will Johnson and Barron, out of Texas right now. That's what they have.
No, this is a class that is strong with big people. Really good D tackle class.
And O-line.
Yeah.
Yeah, the edge, of course, Abdul Carter's a first-round grade, of course. But then behind him, they have Jalen Walker and Mikael Williams, both out of Georgia.
Yeah,
Williams, same thing. He was not healthy all year. James Pierce, inconsistent. There are two players right there in Mikael Williams and James Pierce. Combine's going to be vital. They have got to show out because the tape isn't there. It's just not. When you're hurt, when you're inconsistent, you got to show out. You got to nail the interviews. But I would imagine they'll both move.
I'm thinking they're top 15.
When it's all said and done, you're probably right. There'll be the slander phase. You know they're going to call one of them a crackhead. And then they'll build their stock back.
Yeah, pro day. He showed up out of shape.
He was wearing sunglasses.
Right.
Mason Graham, by the way, is the only first-round graded defensive tackle there.
I think the world of Mason Graham.
Really?
Yeah, the only defensive tackle that's graded a first-round pick, yes.
Not Derek Harmon or
not Kenneth Graham.
Nolan?
Nope.
Walter Nolan?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Mason Graham, to me, is a destroyer. I think he's a guy that reminds me a lot of Chris Jones. I think he's a guy you'll be able to turn into a bit of a joker outside and inside. He's a disruptor. He's mean. I love him. If the Giants took Mason Graham at 3, I'd be elated.
I'm just laughing at this because it's like, well, David, who's going in the first round? Because this is the slander stage.
Yeah, but one thing's important is this happens every year, is that just because 16 players have a first-round grade, you still have to conduct the draft. What I think you're going to see is a lot of teams trying to move out of the later rounds or move up. And the teams that move up from the second, maybe they think there's 23 guys with a grade or 24. But the draft is still going to happen.
No, it's going to happen, but it's just funny. Like, well, this guy's not a first round, and this guy's not a first round. There's only one first round.
But that's why the combine and the workouts are so important, because you might be very close to being a first round grade for a team, and they say, this takes me over the top. When I saw them do this, it took me over the top. So,
I've always been one. The combine, to me, it's like you want to see the fast guys, but that's really about it. All of the other stuff.
Certain things have to match up with the tape.
Because I'm watching all your game footage, not you out there in the underwear Olympics. That's just me. Your pro day, it's either going to cement what I think about you or make me say, well, maybe I didn't think you were that good. You know, I thought you were quick, and you go out there and you run a 5.3. It's like, wow, you really weren't quick. But I'm all about, I look at your footage, I look at what you've done for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And I'm going to base it on that.
No, you're right. A 40 may be, you may have a slow 40 time, but you look faster on the field.
Right.
And vice versa. You may look fast in shorts, but I don't see that speed showing up on the field.
Yeah, you're Nick Bolton. Did you just go out there and just devastate people at Missouri? Or, didn't have a great combine, but.
You know the historical best example of this in history? Terrell Suggs ran a 4.88. Just put the tape on.
Yeah.
Just put the tape on
Hall
at Arizona State.
Dude, yes.
Murdered people.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's where you overthink things. Like, well, but this guy ran, and then you draft somebody that really isn't that good. But
mean John Ross, who ran one route at UW?
Ooh.
Yeah, and flamed out of the league. Or Darius Hayward-Bay.
Ooh.
I got a million of these. You're 100% right. How about the corner Vegas that used to be Oakland drafted, Kelvin Hayden out of Houston.
Yeah.
Fastest corner at the draft. Cutscene. He works at a gas station.
Works at your local Sheets.
No, Rico nailed it, man. I'm just giving you the examples because I laugh my ass off when teams do that stuff.
And that will happen again this year. That is your In Football Today.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.